When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Eliana Sagarin is in Tel Aviv right now. And Eliana, thanks for spending a little time with us this morning. When did you move from Chicago to Israel?
So it's a good question. Hi, Bob. Good morning. Thank you for having me. I did my undergrad in Pennsylvania, actually, in Allentown, Pennsylvania. And basically immediately following that, I came and moved to Israel for a year of volunteering in a city about 20 minutes outside of Tel Aviv called Rehovot. I lived there for a year and I taught English there. And then after that, during my year there, I had sort of gotten a taste of the absolutely magical city that is Tel Aviv. Mm-hmm. It is, if you've been there, it is vibrant, it is young, it is full of artists, and it's just has the most amazing vibe. So
I know.
You know it, Bob.
Yeah.
I moved there, got a job, fell in love, and decided to stay.
And now it's afternoon time, and are the air raid sirens still going off there where you are in Tel Aviv today?
So today, where me and my husband live, we live in the south part of the city. There have not been any sirens where we live exactly, but in the northern part of the city where my husband's family is located, there have been. But we can hear in the distance sort of booms, rumbling. I just was out with a friend briefly, trying to get some air, and you can feel the sort of booms in the distance, whether they're coming from Gaza, which is not so far, or from sort of neighboring cities or even the north part of the city. You can feel it.
Everybody okay as far as your family and your friends?
I mean, the way that I'm sort of spinning it this time around, just to say, we have been through periods where there have been sirens and rockets. And when people will reach out over those periods, I'll say, we're fine, we're good, we're safe, we're happy, we're watching TV, we're staying indoors. This time, I'm saying we're okay physically. Mentally, it's definitely this time around is it's definitely weighing on us. But yes, thank God, everyone who is close to me is physically safe. But in this situation, if you know someone in Israel, you can be sure that they know someone who knows someone who has been killed or is missing right now. I have several friends who are, losing sleep, not knowing where loved ones are right now. And of course, I had one of my best friends today attended the funeral of someone who was murdered. So,
and when you turn on the television there now, what is state TV saying at the moment?
It's a good question. Me and my husband are sort of glued to the state TV. It is, they're reporting on where rockets are. Some people are using the TV as sort of, they sort of have a ticker of like where sirens are currently going off. So that's happening constantly. And then you have reporters stationed at various places in the country, just kind of reporting on the situation, any updates in terms of the recovery of people's remains or the hostage situation. As you can imagine, there are certainly points and times, and I would say certainly over the last 18 hours, there hasn't been a whole lot new, but certainly publishing the names of people who have died, things like that.
And as we mentioned, it's afternoon there in Tel Aviv right now. Outside, are people going about their business? What is going on in the city right now?
Yeah, so this all started on Saturday, and Sunday here is a work day for us. So yesterday, all offices were closed for the most part, and most businesses were closed. This feels, I was speaking to my friends, it feels a lot like COVID, right? Doctor's offices are still functioning as usual, especially for, critical care, of course. Grocery stores are open, but coffee shops, clothing stores, places like that are closed. As I said, I was out with a friend just now, enjoying a walk. The irony is that And of course, such a small one in this absolutely devastating situation, is that this time of year is the most beautiful in Israel. It finally begins to cool off. There's a light rain. We saw that a few coffee shops were open, but still retail locations are for the most part closed. It's definitely extremely quiet, and it sort of allows us to hear the rumble of booms in the distance, whether that, you know, is the Iron Dome going off or actual contact from rockets. It's sometimes hard to tell. Mm-hmm. And also sort of the din of construction is just not there anymore. You really forget how much noise city living has that is just inherent to it from traffic and construction. And that quiet is very eerie.
Yeah. And are people as shocked there as they seem to be all over the world at this attack, as far as how the Israeli intelligence seemed to have been caught off guard?
Absolutely. People are in absolute shock here. I mean, of course, there is the grief and the not knowing where people are. I certainly wouldn't recommend this, but the footage that is currently being circulated on social media is extremely disturbing. We have the parents of people who are missing on the news, you know, sobbing, you know, not knowing where their children are. I mean, this is an emotional experience unlike one I've, experienced in my time here. I was speaking to my husband about it yesterday, and he, you know, grew up through the Second Intifada, which was a situation in which, you know, buses and restaurants were blown up, and there was an unease there. And he said that this, you know, certainly feels comparable to that, and certainly in some ways bigger.
Ileana Sagarin in Tel Aviv. Ileana, I wanted to ask you about putting this death toll in perspective. Something like 1,000 deaths reported in Israel now. But in a country as small as yours, that would be like having like 30,000 deaths in the United States. What's the population of Israel? Is it like 3 million, something like that?
It's something like, hi, Bob, how's it going? It's something like 11 million.
11 million in the country?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So you have more than 1,000 deaths out of only 11 million people, and that is really something. And how many there in Tel Aviv, where you are?
So in the sort of greater metropolitan area of Tel Aviv, it's about 300,000 mm-hmm. people, which, of course, compared to Chicago, seems small. Mm-hmm. And it is. It's a relatively small city, both geographically and in terms of population. It just is. It's a narrow city right along the beach, which is also why it is desirable and expensive.
Is there much talk there about the fractured government and all of the disputes you've had recently, that may have been a reason why there was a breakdown in the security and intelligence because of this internal split? Anybody saying that there?
So you sort of hear both sides, you know, depending on sort of what side of the political arena you're on, you can kind of argue it either way. There are people who, like myself, who, you know, took to the streets and protested against this very right-wing government, who believe that that is partially responsible for what is currently going on, and sort of seeing the cracks in this current sort of dysfunctional government leading to the lack of sort of a proactive approach for this sort of security event. And there are people who are on the right who believe that the protesters and all of the uprising and the lack of unity and belief in the current leadership is also to blame. So, mm-hmm. you know, pick your poison.
Here in Chicago and around the country, as you know, Ileana, there have been protests and pro-Israel rallies, pro-Palestine rallies, Palestinians saying that the Israelis have turned Gaza into a prison, and the Palestinians making the point of saying that they are taking part in sending the message that they are united for national liberation, an end to apartheid and occupation and liberation for the Palestinian people. You've heard that side. What is your answer to that?
Wow, giving me the tough questions this morning, Bob.
Yeah, sorry about that.
So what I would say that it's really important to kind of keep in mind is that there is a difference between Palestinians and Hamas. Palestinian, you know, people are, you know, it is a it's a nationality. The vast majority of whom, just like anyone else, you know, just want to live peacefully and safely with their families,
right.
And have, you know, freedom of movement. Hamas is a terrorist organization that is not interested in the liberation of their people, as demonstrated by this current security situation, which Hamas very well knew would lead to security measures being taken on the Israeli side, using their people as human shields. It's obviously an extremely complicated situation. And something I just want to say while I, you know, have the mic here is that you can sort of hold both the belief of the desire for Palestinian sovereignty and an end of occupation, and also mourn and grieve and support the, you know, mourn and grieve and fear for Israel. And the desire for peace, both of those things can be true.
Sure. A lot of innocent, thousands of innocent people on both sides caught up in this. John Williams show coming on after 10. And morning to you, John. Want to bring you in here if you have any questions for Eliana there in Tel Aviv.
No, I think that's very helpful. And you were asking some of the questions I was wondering too, Bob. I have questions about what exactly Hamas is. You know, we've all heard that, but I mean, so what is that? Where is that? And we'll answer some of those kinds of questions on the show today. And our mutual friend Peter Greenberg, you know, is in town and in studio today. And while I plan to ask him about travel, I think I'll ask him about travel to that part of the world as well. So that conversation's right around the corner.
We shall be listening. Eliana, I'll tell you something. I'm very glad we got to visit Israel when we did back at the beginning of summer. It's such a beautiful place. And that's another casualty of all this. You have a great tourism industry, and it's a wonderful place to visit. And you wonder how long will it be before it's kind of open for business safely again.
I do too. Well, I hope you can come and visit with the family, hopefully in a much brighter time.
If it's okay with you, we'll check in with you tomorrow.
Sounds good. All right. Take care.
Thank you very much. Eliana Sagarin in Tel Aviv.